This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, the mayor of Kansas City came out and celebrated the fact that the city is majority-minority. It's celebrated everywhere that whites are about to be the minority, right as the left energizes minorities with racial hatred. And the most popular name in London, or in England, period, is now Muhammad, because Europeans don't have children. And then the liberals go, please sexually mutilate me, put a bag on my head, radical Muslims, I love you, basically. Don't criticize it. It's an honor to be shot by a radical Islamicist, and Alex Jones is evil. People want to be poor in a collapsed society because they've had it good so long, they just lust to destroy themselves. It's self-destructiveness. Okay, Garrett, I got to get to other callers. Finish your other points real quick. You had one about Iran.
Okay, so Iran, it seems to me that basically he made that deal just to kind of put on paper the, hey, if you do this, then we have the excuse to attack. And that's going to give Israel the excuse to attack Iran. He knows they're going to create nuclear weapons. He knows that they probably already have a few, if not more than that, that this is going to be the, hey, if you do this, this gives us the excuse to attack in the moral high ground for the world. Now, crossing over, it seems that they're escalating not in force into the American people that you normally see in movies that concern things like this, but it seems to me that they're forcing more and escalating more in the propaganda aspect. That's why it's getting so crazy. Just keep us paranoid and keep us going crazy over and fighting with the propaganda, while in the meantime, the economy is going to implode. They're using all the stuff in the Middle East to confine that region, to get rid of anybody who could have been a threat, any of the dictators over there that could have actually fought back. Then they're going to put them all on the central banking system, unionize that area. That's why they're imploding the EU, and it's all tied together. I'll let you get to other calls.
Sure, they're going to merge the Middle East with the EU. Yeah, that's part of the plan. Good points, Garrett. Good to hear from you. Dion in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Have you read the book A Day of Wrath?
No.
It's a book about coordinated ISIS attacks in the United States that occur in American highways and American schools.
Well, why are you being racist against it? It's a sacrament of holy liberalness to have a radical Muslim blow your head off. Are you white? You deserve it.
Well, I'm concerned because of what happened in Tennessee, so I'm thinking this might be a beacon for coordinated attack, like in schools or highways. There's going to be a big one coming.
Well, yeah, and George Soros is trying to finance a race war. Absolutely. Of course, I was being sarcastic, saying anybody deserves it. It's just totally sick. I mean, are you seeing the left today paper over this and say it wasn't terrorism? I mean, it's just they're just completely sick.
Yeah, the local newspaper by me, they're calling it a gunman when we know it was domestic terrorism.
And they are setting up a domestic terrorism outfit, but that's only for patriots.
I agree with you, Alex. They're not labeling the terrorists domestic terrorists. They're labeling the patriots domestic terrorists.
That's the plan. Dion, good to hear from you. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. He said there was another Steve. Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. I called in to talk about war, which you were talking about yesterday, and specifically psychological warfare. But before that, I just want to say I think I've come up with a perfect solution to your dilemma with being demonized by the media and always attacked and misrepresented. And you were talking about banning. Well, I suggest that we ban the name Alex Jones and change your name to what they want it to be, which is Alexa the Matrix Jonestown. That way you'll fall right in line with them. You know, they say you're promoting false information and,
stay there. Yeah, no, I mean, I could have an alternate character. I could be Alexis Jones, like the other guys, Queenie Jenner or whatever her name is, its name is, and then I could do that. Now, I could...
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Things would be a heck of a lot easier. This is a dictatorship. Just so long as I'm the dictator. That was George W. Bush in 2003. And Obama basically has made the same statement two times that we know of. Well, here's the InfoWars graphic made by Kurt Nemo, I believe, on the front page of InfoWars.com with an image of Obama at the lectern. And it says, we have to get a debate going about the fact we're pretty much a dictatorship now. Even mainline constitutionalist lawyers and scholars on both sides say that. Alex Jones. I completed my quote because I remember what I actually said. I think Kurt edited it for brevity. But that's a fact. I mean, we're pretty much a dictatorship now. And Europe, even mainline articles are going, is going into dictatorial modes. And it's really scary because with that comes economic degradation and war. Corrupt governments always act the same. Look at this headline. Rome is on the verge of collapse and needs urgent repair, leaders warn. This is globalism. Now, the headlines are on InfoWars.com. I'd ask you to send both these articles out to everybody you know. One of them is Alex Jones calls for deportation of all Muslims. The other is Obama honors Islam before dead Marines killed by Islamic terrorists. Americans furious. That's a good headline by Paul, but it's worse than that. Hours after we knew it was a radical Islamicist, Obama lectured Americans to be tolerant of Islam, he means radical, and didn't speak about the Marines. I mean, this is the rubbing it in that you're going to take it, you're going to take it, you're going to be overwritten, you're going to accept it. Because it's about mob rule. Now, I want to race through some calls and finish up, because we're going to have Chuck Baldwin on here in about 4 or 5 minutes for the balance of the hour. Pastor Chuck Baldwin, former head of the Constitution Party, and he writes a syndicated column, good friend of mine. I wanted to get his take on his editorial he wrote about why we should raise the Confederate flag. And he's got some good points about that, just illustrating that it's not about what they say it is, and a challenge to political correctness. But then we're going to shift gears into the shooting and radical Islam. I know there are a lot of Muslims that aren't radical, but what's driving Islam today is a conquering spirit, colonialism. Europe was almost colonized and taken over. Spain was. Spaniards were blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Germanic country in Caesar's day. Looked like the Russell Crowe in Gladiator. There are people who say, that guy looked like a Spaniard. Oh, that's what Spaniards actually look like. That was taken over by North Africans. And now the head of EU security last week said we should accept political Islam and let it take over. And she's not even a Muslim. So there's this weird leftist plan. Hey, we'll just merge with radical Islam in the Middle East. I mean, this is just, well, Napoleon converted to Islam for a while. This has been going on for a while to conquer and take stuff over. The new pope will not talk about Planned Parenthood openly selling baby parts. I mean, where's the new pope on baby parts? He won't even be against abortion now. He wants world government. I mean, this is true apostasy. And I'm no preacher, but it's sick. And everybody's showing who they really are now. So I'm going to take a few calls, and I'll go back to more calls after we've been talking to Chuck some. But I want to finish up with Steve. In Florida, he was saying I should be politically correct and change my name to Alexis Jenner Jones. Now, what are you getting at here, Steve?
Well, you know, you just got to go with the flow, Alex. You can't make waves because otherwise you're criticized. And, you know, God forbid that that should be the case because you're standing up for what's right and true, you know. But the main reason I called in, you were talking about warfare yesterday, and you know that we're continually subjected to psych warfare. And I don't know if you've ever seen this. You probably are aware. There's a woman named Catherine Pollard Griggs, Kay Griggs. She was the wife of Colonel George Griggs, who was the head of special operations at NATO.
Yeah, I've never sat through all 6 hours or whatever it is, but her claiming that there was weird homosexual cult in the military, that's how they control people high up. I don't know about the Marines, but I know Congress, the Catholic Church, a lot of Protestant leaders, the Republican leadership, Democrats to a certain extent as well. The Democrats tend to be into like weird occult heterosexual orgies. Republicans, it's like occultism and homosexual activity, but the Democrats are into that big time as well. They're just not closeted. And I'm not saying every gay person or homosexual is involved in the occult. I'm just saying what this group does. And it's just so bizarre, skull and bones. I mean, they get in big pools of feces and urinate on each other. I mean, that's even in the movie The Good Shepherd, produced and directed by Robert De Niro, who gave speeches and said, no, this is based on what really goes on. And folks have broken in repeatedly. We know what goes on. It's a Germanic death cult. People then say, oh, Alex says a Germanic death cult runs the world. No, I didn't. I've interviewed, you know, Tony Sutton and other people that were got the documents, the daughter of a famous skull and bonesman, Charlotte Iserby. That's what it is a Germanic death cult. So it's just a bunch of weirdo wizard death cults into every form of weirdness you can imagine. And they're taking stuff over. Steve, I appreciate your call. I'm going to go back to Matt in Tennessee, Sherry in Texas, Omega in Indiana, Steve in Florida is up next. When we go to calls, because Pastor Chuck Baldwin's a talk show host in his own right, so he can certainly ride shotgun with us after we've talked to him a while and take your questions and comments to both of us. So we'll get to your calls. But joining us now is Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Chuck Baldwin Live is his website. We can put his article up on screen that we posted at InfoWars last week. Paraphrasing, I forget the exact headline, but it was basically, you know, it's time to raise. There it is. The Confederate flag needs to be raised, not lowered. So we'll get him to break down what he's getting at from that perspective in a moment. But before we go there, I wanted to get his take on the Chattanooga situation and the fascist fake left media bending over backwards to say this isn't connected to the religion of peace, Islam. I've fired a major shot across the bow. They're banning the name father and mother and the names boy and girl and husband and wife in California and Oregon and other areas, and saying that the fact that heterosexuals exist is hurtful and that Christian churches need to be banned and that all whites are responsible for the wicked shooter at the church in Charleston, then we should say all of Islam's evil and get rid of all their symbols and deport all Muslims. Now, I'm actually not an Islamophobe. I was against those wars targeting non-radical countries. It was actually meant to radicalize and turn the Middle East over to radicals in a secret deal with the globalists and Saudi Arabia. So I've been against their whole program of just total wickedness. But if we follow the logic of the fascistic left, and if Salon and others said that Charleston Church Massacre, the violence white America must answer for, if whites are collectively guilty and Christians are for every crime going on, well, then, Pastor, should we then say clearly we can say Islam is calling for violence, but I don't expect the left to pick that up. Why does the left, in your view, it's an undisputed love affair, have a love affair with radical Islam, and why is Obama overthrowing any non-radical country that's working with the West or trying to not cause problems and who lets Christians live in peace? Like Syria, Saudi Arabia, of course, is running that, running the attack on Egypt, running the attack on Libya, running the attack on Iraq, the Kurds. Why is the left targeting non-radical Muslims, and what's your view of the situation?
Well, first of all, Alex, thanks for letting me come on your show again. It's good to talk to you, as
always. Thank you.
And I really appreciate what you're doing. I think your analogy that you just made, relative to the two shootings and how that as a result of the first one, the Confederate flag has got to come down. They're digging up the remains of Nathan Bedford Forrest in Memphis, Tennessee, removing the monument there. They're, making an effort to remove anything that is remotely considered Confederate throughout the United States, all as a result of the shooting that you referred to. And then at the same time, absolutely no response whatsoever in regards to the fact that this was obviously a radical Muslim extremist who had personal vendettas against the United States and its military. And yet there's no connection to that whatsoever, no fallout, no ramification. There's no call in Congress to remove all things Islam, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Your analogy is perfect. I think we understand, and that was the point of my column about the Confederate flag, was that this is not about the Confederate flag. This is not about, the slavery or the war between the states. It's not about any of that. It's about expunging the principles upon which America was founded and upon which the Confederate States of America was founded, and that is the position of liberty and decentralized government. And that's the thing that's been lost in this whole debate relative to the Confederate flag and the Confederacy in general, is that the war was fought over the centralization of power. Lincoln was a unionist in the strictest form. In other words, he did not believe in a voluntary union. Jefferson and Washington, the founding fathers, believed that we were a voluntary union of states. And that was the predominant view until Lincoln came along. And his idea was, no, we are not a voluntary union. We are a forced union. You do not have the right to secede. You must be forced to stay in the union. Now, I hear people say, okay, well, that's true. States don't have the right to secede. Okay, really? Well, then that means that the colonies did not have the right to secede from Great Britain. How can we laud Independence Day, July 4th, 1776, and celebrate the Declaration of Independence from Great Britain, which was nothing more than states or colonies seceding from Great Britain.
And that's what the Declaration of Independent States is, our right and our duty. And so why even have a states if we go with the view of Lincoln? You're exactly absolutely right. And we're skipping this break. Go ahead.
Yeah, so and then turn around and say that the southern states did not have the right to secede in 1861. I mean, either both are right or both are wrong. You can't have one right and one wrong. Another thing that's lost in this whole debate is that Lincoln hated Andrew Jackson's anti-central banking policy. You remember Andrew Jackson was the last president that we had that really was willing to take on the central bankers and root them out. You know, I mean, he just had a hatred against the whole central bank.
And they love to demonize him all day because he was so tough. He was a runner in the first war, in the War for Independence. His brother and mother died in a concentration camp. His dad died working himself to death. I think it was in South Carolina. I read several books on him. It's been years. And then he was wounded in all these battles, defeated the British when he was a colonel, was in all these duels, shot, stabbed over and over again. I mean, that guy, they call him Old Hickory because he was skinny but unbeatable. Andrew Jackson was like just probably even tougher than somebody like George Washington. That's why nobody even knows about him. And, yeah, he did a lot of bad things in modern views because at that time the Native Americans, by the hundreds of thousands with modern weapons with the French, would pour down out of Canada through Illinois and smash through the Midwest, killing tens of thousands a day. Whole cities were burned. We only see Indian Native American movies out west when they'd already been mopped up and they were being mowed down and killed at Wounded Knee and stuff. But the reason that was going on was because most of those soldiers' parents had been killed in Indian wars where almost everyone was killed. But there's no movies about that. No one even knows what went on or how much of Jackson's family that he had left was killed. I mean, he was just a fighter. And he was an American. And he, more than anybody, is the reason we even have the country today. Go ahead. Sorry.
No problem. Jackson was the last president we had to fight the central bankers. And he literally rooted them out as much as he could, and they despised him, and they vowed to undo everything that he had done against them. And by the time Lincoln came along, if you go back and read the speeches of Lincoln before he became president, he was bold in his assessment that Jackson had, you know, ruined the country, and he was against the central national bankers, and, you know, we got to bring back that institution into the country. And that was pretty much the platform of Lincoln. The platform of Lincoln had really nothing to do with slavery. In fact, Lincoln himself was a racist to the nth degree, and that's not just a
I know, I've read his letters, and I haven't even gotten into it. If people are childlike, I don't want to read it.
Oh, I know, but it's a fact. He was a racist. He basically said that the blacks were inferior to the whites. They would never achieve equality, even if they were not slaves, that the whites were the superior race. He wanted to take all of the blacks and ship them all off to, you know, back to Europe or Africa or someplace. He had a disdain against the black people himself. And that's something that people have forgotten about Abraham Lincoln. His whole platform was to bring about a forced union and to centralize the banking system.
Yes, but it is true, just to throw in, and that the abolitionists were Christians in the Republican Party and did spearhead trying to get rid of slavery, and their pressure by the end or the middle of the war finally got him to do it.
Well, virtually everyone in the country, with the exception of very few people, saw the handwriting on the wall relative to slavery. Look, the other nations in Europe and in South America, like Brazil and so forth, had already ended slavery, and here's the key word, peacefully. Peacefully.
England was absolutely, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, there wasn't a shot fired. There was no war. They did it peacefully. America could have done it peacefully. The vast majority of the country, North and South, recognized that slavery was a dying institution. Farm machinery was coming into existence. It wasn't economically feasible.
The cotton gin killed slavery.
It was not even economically feasible to continue slavery. The farms and the plantations that would, for some reason or other, want to maintain slavery as a means of production of their crops, et cetera, would be losing money big time. Everybody knew it. Everybody knew the moral evil of it. They wanted to get rid of slavery. Let's remind everybody, too, Alex, that it was the British Empire that forced the colonies to accept slavery.
They wouldn't let us have manufactured goods. We could only have agrarian. That's why people like Washington hated them so much. And then people say Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. Thomas Jefferson put the first Declaration of Independence to end it. The people at his house were like his family. And he was against the institution. But he couldn't even get rid of it. He tried to, and then they invert that and say that Thomas Jefferson was a horrible racist.
Yeah, that's such a distortion of history and such a mischaracterization of Thomas Jefferson. These men, most of our founding fathers at that point, were involved in various abolitionist societies. They were already involved in means by which slavery could be exterminated in our country. In fact, let's not forget that the trading of slaves ended in 1808, that whenever the Constitution was drafted, the article was in place in it that the slave trade would end in 1808, and it did. The slave trade ended. There were no more trading of slaves after 1808, and all of the flags that flew on the slave ships, most of them were British. They flew the Union Jack. Some were Portuguese, some were Dutch, some were Spanish. Not one single slave ship flew the Confederate flag. To make the war between the states primarily about slavery is the most mischaracterization of history that I can possibly think of.
Well, you're right. And again, it's this inversion of reality. But it's like when they say the NRA is the new Klan, when the NRA on record was an anti-slavery institution and helped arm blacks in the South. They just invert every reality. And yeah, there are a lot of racist and criminal motorcycle gangs and people that like the Confederate flag because it's a powerful symbol. It's been picked up as a symbol of rebellion. But it wasn't really even about that. It was about following the Constitution to the greatest extent.
Right.
I wish the South wouldn't have been manipulated into the war, though. As you know, it almost happened during Andrew Jackson's period, but he was able to stop it.
Yeah, let's not forget what the nature of the Confederate flag is all about. The Confederate flag is designed around St. Andrew's cross. Let me just give a little history here about the flag. The flag, but you know, it was not a racist flag. It was not about bigotry and hatred and racism or anything such as that. It was the St. Andrew's cross. All right, St. Andrew, of course, was the brother of Simon Peter, the apostle of Christ. He was hung on an X-shaped cross at about the age of 90. And as a result, that X-shaped flag was a symbol of Andrew, the apostle of Christ, who was crucified on an X-shaped cross. Andrew was the patron saint of Russia. He's the patron saint of Scotland. The St. Andrew's cross on the Confederate battle flag was designed after the Scottish flag and in honor of St. Andrew. Let's not forget that about 75% of the Southerners in 1860 were of Scotch or Scotch-Irish descent. They were largely Scotch-Irish.
Yeah, that's where Jackson came from as well.
And so that's why when they designed the flag, they designed it around the Scottish flag and the St. Andrew's cross, which, of course, is a picture of Christ. And that's why, you know, for example, years and years ago, whenever men were not able to write their signatures and
it was an X.
Official document, they put an X. Why did they put an X? That was St. Andrew's cross. They were saying, I'm vowing under God that I'm signing this document. This is me. I'm taking a vow to God. And that's why they put the X. When people said Merry Xmas, you know, or they wrote it, Merry Xmas. But what was the X? The X was meaning Christ. It was a symbol of Christ and the St. Andrew's cross. So they were saying Merry Christmas. You know, there wasn't anything derogatory about that. It was a respectful reflection of the St. Andrew's cross and a typical meaning of Christ. So the history of this has nothing to do with racism, nothing to do with slavery, nothing to do with bigotry. And the whole essence here was we will not be dominated. Abraham Lincoln co-authored a 13th Amendment before the real 13th Amendment that we know today was ever enacted after the war between the states. They co-authored, Lincoln and three others, a 13th Amendment which would have forever codified into the Constitution and permanently ensconced slavery. Now think about that.
Let's come back and finish with that and then go to phone calls and cover some of the latest news with Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Amazing information. We also sell his book, Render Unto Caesar, written with his constitutional son, constitutional lawyer.
We're on the
very
march.
Powerful.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked his plans, but they came undone when it got around to God and guns. I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. As if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and guns keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on.
I don't know who that is, because all the music on the computers we play is music I've requested or put in there. It doesn't sound bad. I just don't know whose bumper music this is. You know, you want some patriotic music. How about Steve Vaughn? Thank God for the Renegades. How about we go out to break with about 2 minutes of that? So 2 minutes to break, we'll play part of the song, Thank God for the Renegades, from Steve Vaughn. I mean, if you want patriotic country music. That sounded okay. I just don't know who it was. I don't know how that got in there, how that snuck into the mix. Oh, that's Lynyrd Skynyrd? Of course, the real Lynyrd Skynyrd people died in a plane crash in the late 70s, so the new Lynyrd Skynyrd I wouldn't call Lynyrd Skynyrd, but they can sure play the old stuff good. We have Pastor Chuck Baldwin joining us. I want to go to phone calls for folks that have been patiently holding on a host of issues. ChuckBaldwinLive.com is where you can read some of his excellent commentaries, but I wanted to briefly talk about the Supreme Court and the rulings we've been hearing. I'm a libertarian, Pastor, but I'm also a Christian, and I understand that there is an attempt at not tolerance, but at conquering the church. And now they're saying, hey, don't preach the Old Testament like they do in Europe or Canada. Everything we said would come. They're now saying, we will teach your children what we want. We will have boys go in the girls' bathroom. It's just an attempt to overthrow the natural order, an attack on the species. And that's a fact, and it fits into the larger globalist plan. It's so diabolical, it's not of this world. I mean, it just as an anthropologist or a sociologist, looking at it scientifically, if I was an alien species and I was in control of the leadership of the planet, I would do all the things they're doing to break down society and destroy the species. I mean, I walk on the hike and bike trail, and I see men and women with their kids, and the men and the women working together and loving each other, and it's just that great institution. It's what mammals do. It's what higher mammals do. We're above the higher mammals. Obviously, look at what we've done, made in the image of God. But imagine if they said, it's sexist that male killer whales just want female killer whales. We need to teach baby killer whales that, you know, not to get milk from their mommy. I mean, you'd say, you're trying to kill the species. And the Russians say they're trying to kill our species. But then I'm not saying it's space aliens. It's what the Christians have said. It's what Revelation says. How could, where they would turn the family upside down, break up the family, the Pope's calling for world government, carbon taxes. It's biblical. So either the Bible's right or the globalists are using it as a blueprint. Now, we all know the Bible's correct, but And how is that so fantastical that we're on a planet in the middle of space with other dimensional entities that want to destroy God's creation and hate us, that resonate with this dark force, and that God wouldn't send someone to warn us, and then the fact that all that information has come forward. But then I look at how I've told people, you've told people what was going to happen. So much of it comes true. They listen to us. We, again, are a tiny reflection of what Christ did, telling people exactly what would come. And I'm kind of all over the map here today. It's just that it makes my faith get that much stronger. Not that I needed to get stronger, but not just being convinced, but totally convicted that we're fighting an evil spiritual force that wants to just flat out kill us. Can you speak to that, Pastor, and then we'll go to some calls?
Yeah, no question, Alex. But let me put this, try to give perspective on this. Let's put the blame where it really belongs. The blame does not truly belong at the Supreme Court level or any other tyrannically inspired government.
The
level.
Churches.
Exactly. The pastors and the churches are to blame. Look, in 1954, the church committed spiritual adultery when it took the 501c3 nonprofit tax-exempt status from the IRS. And at that point became a creature of the state. It was no longer a church, a part of the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. It's now a creature of the state. The church has been living in whoredom with the state ever since 1954, for the most part, very few exceptions.
And now it's begetting little goblin babies.
Well, yeah, what do you expect to happen? You know, whenever you, when you get in bed with government and you give to government the authority that only God is supposed to have. God is a jealous God, and he's not going to let his bride sleep with the enemy without there being repercussion. So what has happened, I think, with this decision, this Hodges decision, is basically inevitable. It is the fruit of the church that got in bed with the government, and from that point onward, once it got that 501c3 nonprofit tax exempt status, it was neutered and muted, and made impotent. You can't get pastors to talk about anything controversial. They won't address any issue that might would offend someone or jeopardize their tax-exempt status. Alex, the church has been on the canvas comatose, cold stone dead as far as speaking out and taking a stand for decades. The result is the enemy has taken the field. The church has fled.
And into that vacuum comes, you can't call yourself a boy or girl now in thousands of school districts. Yeah. You're a purple penguin. Who could imagine that? This is imagine a space cult, you know, like the Heaven's Gate people that cut off their genitals. Imagine if they said, we're going to have Heaven's Gate come in this week and teach you kids, and you can't call yourselves boy or girls. I mean, this is cult-level wackoid.
Okay, but here's my question to the listeners right now. Now, many of your listeners go to church, not all of them, of course, but many of them do. So my question to all these church-attending listeners right now is, okay, we're going on 3 weeks or so since this Hodges decision. How many of you have heard your pastor get up in the pulpit and say a word about this in your church? How many of you have heard a word? I would venture to say that the vast majority of the people that are listening to this conversation right now who went to church last Sunday and the Sunday before that have not heard a word about it from their pulpits. The pastors are not willing to address it because they're afraid of losing their tax status.
And well, listen, they're pulling crosses out of Catholic churches, Methodist churches, liberal Baptist churches, and actually putting, husband and wife teams up there that all they do is push Democratic Party propaganda. They're accelerating the coup, and the church is going from being stone cold on the ground, knocked out, to now being a ring wraith like the Supreme Court nine that will put behind me on TV that are doing this. This is on. And now they're saying ban husband, ban wife, ban boy, ban girl. Notice none of this quenches the thirst of those that wish to overturn the basic biological system.
No, it's not going to quench us, sir. It's insatiable. And this is just the beginning. I mean, right now, where I live in Montana, which is, you know, I think it's a fantastic state, and in many ways it's better than most. But, you know, even here in my state, the school district is having meetings right now. In fact, they're having their final meeting in a couple of weeks, making the decision on adding transgender curriculum into the schools and transgender bathrooms into the schools. Now, this is in Montana. I mean, this is not New York. This is not California. This is Montana. But this is coming down from the Federal Department of Education. All of the school districts are going to be considering the same thing. But the question is, what are the pastors going to do? Look, we have sat back as preachers for the last 50 years and said nothing. You know, we said nothing whenever the freedom and the God-given duty of self-defense was made a license by the government in 1968. We said virtually nothing when prayer and the Bible reading were taken out of the schools in 62. We said basically nothing whenever Roe v. Wade was passed and abortion on demand became the law of the land, killing unborn babies under the law. Most pastors and churches said nothing. You know, whenever we started this police state in 2001, and the Orwellians began to take over our government and our states, and it's been going on ever since 2001. What have the pastors said about that? Our liberties are going, constant surveillance. We've lost our constitutional government, our Fourth Amendment rights, et cetera. The pastors have sat back and said nothing. Alex, the problem is the churches and the pastors of America have sat back and done nothing. They're scared to death of losing their tax-exempt status. The globalists have held that over their heads since 1954, and so now we are getting what we deserve. The chickens have come home to roost.
That's right. And notice that right as all this happens, the prosperity, all of it is leaving us, and all that is spreading is corruption. And I can get being tolerant. I don't hate anybody. But that's not what was being asked for. This is a conquering. This is a takeover. This is a alien attack. This is a satanic attack. And I'm not even saying the people that are under this control themselves are bad people or in their hearts want to be bad. But clearly, you see, it's a takeover. It never stops. There's never enough. It is slavery to follow and do what these people are telling us they want. And with the whole lifestyle system they're pushing, that just comes with this in history. when a society gets ready to collapse, lesbian feminists like Camille Paglia gets that. I mean, this is a historical fact that all of this comes with a collapse.
There's never been a civilization in the history of the world that has officially embraced, promoted, and legitimized the homosexual lifestyle that has survived. That is simply a matter of historical record. But in America, I think for what we're looking at here is twofold. We're looking at a spiritual issue with the pastors and the churches unwilling to take a stand. Number two, we're looking at the abolishment of our fundamental rights under God, including the right of conscience. Well, this is saying you don't have the right to believe a certain way. You must accept our belief system. It's more than just, okay, we want equality. That's not equality. We demand that you submit your conscience to us. That's a huge difference. You know, the American ideal has always been, I may disagree with what you say, but I'll fight to the death for your right to say it. And that has historically been what America is all about. That's what the freedom of speech is all about. It's what the freedom of association and so forth is all about. But nowadays, these tyrants of the left, these people who want to invoke their ideology upon every area and facet of our lives are saying to us, you don't have the right of conscience. You don't have the right to believe. It's not, you can't say this or that. You know, one of these CNN reporters got up here just recently and said, well, now, since the Supreme Court decision, what that means is Judge Napolitano cannot get on television and say the things that he said in the past. Really? A Supreme Court justice doesn't have the right to get on public television and voice his opinion about a subject? I mean,
well, that's what this has come down to.
That's how far this has gone.
They flipped from saying it was tolerance to going, no, we're taking over and we're going to arrest you for your speech. I want to take some phone calls with Pastor Chuck Baldwin. They're all over the map. Sherry, Matt, Omega, Dennis, Joshua, we'll go to all of you. Thank you for holding. Sherry in Texas, you're up first on the subject of ban everything idea. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Yes, in my opinion, this all-or-nothing attitude, it keeps coming up, and it has for a long time now. It's exploitation. And for a purpose, though, it's a way to take what was originally a good idea to take down one flag and use it against the people in order to rile them up and make them vulnerable to violence. It's like pulling our strings. It's pushing our buttons and pushing our buttons. And, yes, we can be free, and we don't have to submit to be taken over. We can let things break down and come back if we are aware this is all exploitation used against us, and to stay away from any kind of knee-jerk reaction and realize, like one wonderful guy named Danny Brinkley once said, be the difference that love can make, because there is something that I think they can never dictate against, and that's our ability to share our abundance with one another. And
absolutely, Sherry, because they want all of us fighting with each other, so they exacerbate differences, take away our basic rights, and replace it with faux rights. Go ahead and finish your comment.
We should never forget where we came from. The one thing that pushes my buttons worst is that they took out the racial slurs in Driving Miss Daisy, the movie Driving Miss Daisy. What those police said to Miss Daisy and her chauffeur were at the very heart of what the whole movie was about, and we must never forget what they said.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, they're even removing historical things that did happen that were racist because it might be hurtful. They're just turning us into jellyfish. Going back to Pastor Chuck Baldwin before we go back to other calls, I don't know if you've watched the 8-minute video, and that's a shorter version. There's like 30 minutes of it. And first they denied it was real, and they said it was real, and they said it was okay she did it, and you know, now they're throwing her under the bus. But one of the sub-directors of Planned Parenthood in their medical services head, on video, having a very fancy dinner, it's a perfect setting for the demon, bragging about trying to not chop the babies up too small because they want to keep the torso intact because they can't do a cesarean. It's too obvious to the woman. We're going to come back and talk about that on the other side, and this video of her talking about selling the organs of babies. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A revolution.
free today.
Free today. Thanks to the Renegades. We're free today.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We're going to do 5 minutes of overdrive. They have to use the RD to break it down. Facebook censors post revealing secret bill to ban GMO labeling. It's not just our Facebook that's banning it. It's all the other Facebooks. We've talked to other folks that have tried to post any comment on it. This just shows how controlled Zuckerberg and Facebook are. We'll continue to operate on Facebook to reach the sheeple. I want to go to Omega in Indiana. And I want to go to Matt in Tennessee. He's actually first, and others. But Pastor Chuck Baldwin, what did you make of her just enjoying? I mean, it's sickening to watch somebody talk about, you know, their Mercedes-Benz and how it's the best in the world, you know, just to see the fact that they're worshiping it just for what it is. But talking about baby parts, like she's talking about cutlets of filet mignon and all the money they're going to get, truly sickening.
Yeah, and the thing is, we've been talking about this for a long time. You and I and others have been trying to warn the American people as to what was really going on relative to abortion and the industry that came into being as a result of it, the selling of body parts, et cetera. Nobody would listen to us. They all thought we were exaggerating, et cetera. But now we've got, you know, the evidence from the people involved themselves, as you say, bragging about it. I think it just demonstrates how confident they are that they will not have repercussion in any shape, manner, or form to what they're doing. And I think, you know, what the scripture says about the conscience being seared as with a hot iron. I think these people have a seared conscience. They no longer feel the basic human empathy I mean, it's hard to imagine that somebody could stand up and brag about cutting up children and selling their body parts for profit.
And then they're on a pedestal because they're liberal and they support Jenner, because so that makes it all okay.
Yeah, again, I think it just goes back to, A, the seared conscience that they have, and secondly, the brazen boldness that they have that this is not going to be, there's not going to be ramifications for this. This, you know, this is acceptable to society. I mean, so now we've gone from that to, you know, the forced acceptance of a perverse lifestyle, homosexuality, legally, officially in our country, and now it's going to translate culturally into, you know, unisex bathrooms in our schools and transgender curriculum in the schools. And
well, I mean, even Dave Chappelle, whose kids go to a rich, you know, liberal private school, said that in the articles on InfoWars, said he's tired of the lesbians that have kids there bossing him around and trying to make all the men feel weird. And like, what's the exact quote he uses here? And that he has to participate in their self-image. See, he gets that it's their culture is aggressive taking him over.
Yeah, and let's remember this, too. I want to get this on the show before I leave, Alice, because it's important that we understand that, you know, marriage, until the mid to late 1900s and early 20th century, marriages were never performed with a state license. Never. I mean, in terms of Western civilization, almost, you know, 2,000 years of Western civilization, it's only been the last 100 and a few years.
It's an ancient human private ceremony of the species, so old it goes back to the beginning of us being a true species under God's creation, and that's why they want to destroy it.
Well, the point is that the pastors have surrendered the authority of Christ over marriage. Whenever they allowed the state to license marriage.
Just like the Romans 13, just like the 501c3, all of them.
Absolutely, and that's the correlation that I make, and that's what I'm making now in my presentations and in my speeches and sermons and everything. I'm trying to show the correlation between the acceptance of the license of the 501c3 church categorization of nonprofit status in 1954 and the accepting of the marriage license by the state a little bit earlier.
Now that brings state dogma into the church.
Yeah, I've made the decision as Pastor Alex that I will not marry anyone, heterosexual or homosexual, if they have a state license.
Great idea. Christians need to take it back. It's our institution. First Amendment, you have no jurisdiction. Chuck Baldwin, great job. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hdfirearms.com.
Ouija.